Well, we are back for another one of our solitude talks, and this one and the next one.
You need to use your quiet voice when you're talking about solitude.
Gotta whisper. I always have a quiet voice.
You kind of do.
I do. When I project, I get squeaky.
So are you like purposely mute yourself to not squeak?
I probably need to, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to talk solitude. And this one and the next one, we're going to break it down into just kind of testimonies of what solitude looks like.
Yeah, share
what
the
comes
story
out of it.
There's one person's version of it. And maybe that at least gives you a starting point of, oh, if they did it that way, I can mix and match my thing from there.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yours.
Yeah. So first of all, every Tuesday and Thursday morning, I'll schedule a longer version. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes, an hour. You know, you don't want to say it's completely open-ended. I got a work day I gotta get to.
Yeah.
But I purposely wake up early. Mm-hmm. Friday, since it's technically my weekend, I take more of a 2-hour kind of bit.
Yeah.
And those are like my three solitude windows. And if something's hitting the fan, I'll take some time in the evening after the kids go to bed, but already those three are my big blocks of, hey, that's on the calendar. I'm going to meet with Jesus when I get there.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be a little Bible. It's not going to be a lot of prayer. It's going to be a lot of whatever I need.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'd say, I always got to do something to get myself in the right space and acknowledgement of Jesus there. If I just start, then Jesus does feel like the imaginary friend. I'm just 10 minutes in, I'm like, I've been talking to myself here. I got to acknowledge that he's there.
Yeah.
And the two things that have both helped me, one is a worship song, just a random off of Spotify.
You really just random.
Completely.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of feel like, ooh, if God's got a song for me, he's going to. I'm a little mystic that way.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a song just in mind.
I like it. Okay.
And then I read a prayer.
Cool.
Someone else's prayer that they took time to craft with words. And after the song, after the prayer, and then I will wait and I'm just, yeah, okay, Jesus, I acknowledge you're here. Mm-hmm. I sense that you're here. My soul wants to receive that you're here. I'm in a posture to take something in from you today.
Nice. So, once you're in that space, how do you discern that your thoughts, your feelings, what you're quote unquote hearing is actually God and not your own agenda or your own need for answers?
Yeah. And there's a couple of versions, I guess. I'm going to put one in the silence category.
Yeah.
And the other, the rest of the spiritual disciplines category, the worship, the serving, the mission, the Bible reading, the prayer. Let me talk about the silence one for a bit. That's the hardest one to get at of, God, here's no agenda, or here's the one topic at hand. I will sit here quietly until you say something on it. That's the harder one. That's the messier one. Because
probably the most uncomfortable one too.
Yes. it, you're just getting completely quiet.
Yeah.
And letting him talk to it. Mm-hmm. And I get a flood of other thoughts. Mm-hmm. I keep a notepad next to me like, okay, you think you're going to forget that task? Look at that. You wrote it down. You can
That's
let it
smart.
Go.
Smart. I like that.
I just feel like almost like an old Star Trek episode where you're seeing the stars fly by. Yeah. You just kind of, every thought that comes, acknowledge it, pass it on, acknowledge it, set it down, acknowledge it, set it down until there's nothing left but for Jesus to talk.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. Like, I don't know how to tell you, how you're going to know until you know.
Yeah.
And his word in those moments are timely. They're more reassuring. I know when I've heard for sure, I know when I'm suspicious that I think I might have been filling in some gaps and trying to speak for him.
Yeah.
And I try not to get frustrated myself if I had the latter one, right?
Right.
Like, that's okay. Didn't have to hit every time. I'd say the other way is a little more common for me of, I know a topic I need to hear from him on. Mm-hmm. Here is my burden.
Yeah.
I'm trying to feel your yoke right now and make it easy and make it light. And so I'm going to throw at him my need for discernment. And it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. You got to be okay with it not being pretty.
Yeah.
I think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? Mm-hmm. And how ugly his prayer time was.
Mm-hmm. He was wrestling.
Yeah.
Literally wrestling.
Yeah. Now, I would have looked at a guy like that and was like, if that's how you are, just alone in your prayers, in your own headspace with God, shoot, this is going to be messy. Like, the guy gets for out sure. there in front of the Sanhedrin and mm-hmm. in front of the governor and in front of the cross, the nails, the crowd, like, dude's gonna buckle.
Yeah,
so I'm outie. Let's just hit heaven. Let's just skip this next part, bearing right. the sins. Forget it. No, it was because the prayers got so ugly. Mm-hmm. It's because he just tossed every last bit of it. God, as heavy as it was, to mm-hmm. say, I know what I'm hearing from you. I don't want to hear that, but I got to mm-hmm. tell you, I don't want to hear that. But you got to hear. I'm willing to go there anyway.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of prayer you do in the garden when you left the 12 behind and even the top three behind. It's mm-hmm. that's a place where you can only go with God on your own, and it's that kind of ugly prayer that happens for me on my Fridays.
Yeah,
if it needs to be, you know. It sometimes it's just praising Jesus for a great week and opening up a book that fills up my heart. But it's your space to get ugly if you need to, and I use it that way a lot.
I appreciate that you're saying that, because I think a lot of people, especially if they're newer to their faith, they feel like they can't wrestle. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to just submit and be obedient and do everything that God says. And right, that's true, mm-hmm. but he wants you to bring all the burdens and all the questions and all the yuck with it yeah. too, because he wants to be in a relationship with you. He doesn't want an obedient robot.
Yeah. and he knows what's there.
Yeah.
Like, you're not hiding anything by not telling him.
Right.
You're just taking the relationship out of it by not telling him.
Like, yeah.
There's a difference between him knowing and you telling. Telling is what opens up that relationship and lets you go back and forth.
Yeah, and I can tell you, coming out of a solitude time like that, your relationship is so much stronger than if you had just read your Bible and spoke at God and didn't really wrestle.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times when I go in, it feels like doubt. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm just talking to our listeners a second, sometimes what feels like doubt is actually faith. Mm-hmm. It's just that sincere, I believe in the power of the gospel right now. I believe in you, Jesus, and I believe in the big difference you want to make in this world and in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah.
And because I believe that so much, I'm so frustrated and I'm so happy, unhappy about it, that I just gotta have it out.
Yeah.
And you might have to sift out what's really doubt. That was actually a bigger faith. It's just not seeing the faith that you know wants to be effective in this world.
That's awesome. Well, anything else? There's so much there, but is there any last thoughts?
Yeah, I felt that was about as dense of a little insight into. For as much as I preach and give pieces of my journey with Jesus, I'm not sure. Not sure everyone's caught that part that I gave just there.
Well, and, thanks for sharing it.
There you go.
I think it's good.
Look at that. You, all you out in podcast world, now you know.
Now you know.